hours before the Election Commission is set to announce the schedule for Jharkhand and Maharashtra Assembly polls on Tuesday, Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren wrote to Prime Minister Narendra Modi demanding clearance of 1.36 rupees lakh crore in pending dues from coal companies. Soren emphasized that he is not asking for a special budget for the state but is requesting its rightful dues, which he claims are causing irreparable harm to Jharkhand's development. This outstanding amount is our right. Jharkhand is not asking for a special budget. We are just asking for our rights in MDASH, which we will take under all circumstances, Soren posted on X, sharing the open letter to the PM. In spite of provisions in the law and judicial pronouncements, coal companies are not making any payment. These questions have been raised at various forums, including your kind office, Finance Ministry and Niti Aayog. But till now this compensation, 1.36 lakh rupees crore, has not yet been paid, he said. A recent ruling by a 9-judge Supreme Court bench affirmed the state's right to collect its mining and royalty dues. Soren pointed out that Jharkhand's underdevelopment is hampering essential socio-economic projects due to these dues. The state of Jharkhand is an underdeveloped state and there are lots of social-economic development projects which are getting hampered due to non-payment of our justifiable demands, Soren wrote. Last month, he suggested a direct debit of the owed amount from Coal India's account to the state from the Reserve Bank of India, similar to the arrangements made for Jharkhand State Electricity Board dues to the DVC. This delay in payment of the just demand raised by the state has constrained me to write to you that this negligence is causing irreparable damage to Jharkhand and its people. Various social sector schemes in education, health, women and AMP, child development, clean drinking water and AMP, last mile connectivity are unable to be translated on the ground because of lack of funds, Soren said. Earlier, he accused the central government of indifference to the state's plight, highlighting the disparity in treatment regarding dues. If state-run power companies delay payments, we face 12% interest in direct debits, yet coal companies' dues remain unpaid, he remarked. This difference in policy between dues which are payable by us and dues that are payable to us shows a dichotomy and is arbitrary, to say the least, which puts the state in a very disadvantaged position, he had said. Soren previously stated on X, when you demand the rights of Jharkhandis, they put you in jail. But, to get our rights, we will go for any sacrifice. We are not asking for special status like BJP ruled states, nor are we asking for a bigger share of the union budget like some states. Just give us our rights, that's our demand. He stressed that the people of Jharkhand want justice, not privileges, and that they will use the outstanding amount to drive sustainable development. The people of Jharkhand have fought a long struggle for their state, and now we want proper use of our resources and rights. We will use our outstanding amount of 1.36 rupees lakh crore to take Jharkhand on a new path of development, a development that protects the interests of our environment, tribals and every Jharkhandi community, he said. He said the funds will be utilized for improving education and health services so that children have a bright future. We will improve education and health services for our children's bright future, he said, emphasizing the importance of protecting the state's culture and identity. We will better protect our language and culture so that our identity remains intact. The central government should take a decision on our rights and our money soon and should not become an obstacle in the development of Jharkhand but should become a partner, the CM said. The Election Commission, EC, is scheduled to announce the dates for the Maharashtra and Jharkhand assembly polls at a press conference at 3:30 PM. The current term of the Maharashtra assembly ends on November 26, while Jharkhand's assembly term concludes on January 5 next year.